In Connecticut, Governor Dan L.P. Malloy says four counties have been declared disaster areas by the federal government. Malloy says the declaration from FEMA was made on an expedited basis following two conversations he had with President Barack Obama yesterday. The declaration, which Malloy says he expects will be extended to much of the rest of the state, will help municipalities bear the financial expense of cleaning up from the storm. Officials are advising people to stay away from floodwaters after state environmental and health officials warned that power outages caused sewage discharges in Branford, Bridgeport, East Lyme, Fairfield, Greenwich, Ledyard, New Hartford, and New Haven. In New York, limited air travel is expected to return to the New York City metro area today. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says JFK International Airport and Newark International Airport are now open with limited service, though it's still unclear which carriers will have flights operating today. LaGuardia Airport remains closed. On the roads, the northbound lanes of the FDR Drive from Battery to Dyckman Street and the southbound lanes from East 125th Street to the Brooklyn Bridge are now open to traffic, but transportation around the city is still crippled as the subway system remains closed. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority fears critical electrical equipment could be ruined, and corrosive salt could have destroyed essential switches, lights, turnstiles, and the power-conducting third rail. The head of the MTA said yesterday it was too early to tell how long it would take to make repairs. And while Amtrak says it will resume modified service between Newark, New Jersey, and Point South today, there will be no Northeast Regional service between New York and Boston, and no Acela Express service for the entire length of the Northeast Corridor. No date has been set for service to resume. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.